All right, it's time for news from BlackAmericaWeb.com.
This is BlackAmericaWeb.com news.
Winter's grip is packing a new punch, so it's gripping and punching at the same time. A monster storm is slamming much of the nation today, from Texas all the way to Massachusetts. 90 million people in the path.
Powered by News One.
Good morning. It is Thursday, March 5th, 2015. Today would have been Tina Marie's birthday. It is also the birthday of musician Steve Arrington and also actor slash football player Fred Williamson, and also Michael Irvin.
The hammer, right?
The unrelenting winter storms continuing today as the swath of snow, sleet, ice, and rain falling from Texas to the northeast coast. Close to 100 million people will be affected by the storm, and snow from Texas, Oklahoma, and Kansas, and then through the middle of the country, the Ohio Valley, then to the central Appalachians and the mid-Atlantic. Washington, D.C., Baltimore, Philadelphia, New York City will all see snow overnight and into this morning, and they're calling this winter storm Thor.
Thor, like the mythological figure.
Exactly. Yeah. Boston is forecast to see about 1 to 2 inches, but this is enough to set the record for its snowiest winter season yet. As of now, 105.7 inches of snow fallen in the city of Boston. Ferguson is not the only city to get scathing federal reports, as we've been talking about Ferguson, Missouri, and the Department of Justice. The report is overwhelming and tearing apart the Ferguson Police Department's discrimination against blacks. But Ferguson, they say, is hardly the first to be scrutinized by the Justice Department. Other cities under the gun have been Cleveland, Ohio, East Haven, Connecticut, New Orleans, Louisiana, and also Newark, New Jersey.
What I found interesting was they said Darren Wilson, the cop.
Yes.
They said he's fine, but Ferguson is messed up.
And they have, and the mayor, I don't know if you saw the mayor yesterday, Tom.
I don't get that either, Blair.
I don't get that.
Guy's okay. This is Ferguson. City's
messed up.
Well, he's on his honeymoon still.
Yeah, he's fine in terms of not being charged with anything. Yes.
Yeah.
The city, the mayor was on yesterday, gave a press conference, not really a press conference, just a reading, and talking about some of the things in which three people were taken off the force, suspended, as it were. One was fired immediately, and two other are not back at work for a while.
Because now they're checking emails. They're going like back 10 years, checking all your emails. And
trying to show
records.
How they have hired black people. See, we like you. The Republican-controlled Senate yesterday failed to override the president's veto of the Keystone XL pipeline legislation, but vowed to continue to fight to complete the project. The vote was 62-37, five votes short of the 67-vote supermajority needed to make that happen. Our prayers and sympathies go out to Donnie McClurk and your friend, Sherry, who and ours, as he has lost his sister.
Oh.
Cheryl Sherry McClurkin died from complications of a massive coronary heart attack this past week, and she was the mother of five, grandmother of nine, and she sang and recorded with the McClurkin family over the years, and best known as a playwright who put her life story on stage. A former payroll director of Grady Memorial Hospital was sentenced yesterday to more than 7 years in prison for embezzling nearly $500,000 from the public hospital, funded in part.
Wow.
Yeah. Donald Thomas conducted the fraud from December 94 to 2011, in part by falsifying additional vacation pay and severance pay for former Grady employees and having the funds deposited into his own accounts.
I know, like most people in Atlanta, Grady got $500,000.
Public hospitals are not known for their money, but
I know, Atlanta, that joke's for you, all right. They got $500,000 in Grady.
There's a Grady in every city.
Yeah, there is.
There is a Grady everywhere. There's a Grady in this studio.
That joke works.
That joke,
I don't care.
Everybody's been to the emergency
room. Who is Grady?
Where's the Grady in your town?
Who is the Grady?
Which is really a nice hospital, and in all due respect, it really is a good, but they get so many jokes, man. Grady got $500,000.
It damn that high pitched voice.
It damn sure ain't in the lobby. That's for that.
I guess we know where you won't be going the next time you need.
Don't take me to Grady.
Don't go to Grady.